Hey, Potters, welcome to a Frozen Cold episode 50 with Cospod, the podcast for all things Frozen cosplay.
Frozen cosplay. I don't know what that means.
Not frozen warm.
Like... Yeah, well, I wasn't even thinking about that because I don't know what that means. Usually I wear warm cosplays all year round, so...
Today's not a great day to be cosplaying, so I kind of feel for the people at WhoFest. Unless, of course, they're wearing, like, fully lined trench coats and fully lined vests and shirts.
You know, if they're trying to be, like, the real Whos, then yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I've seen cosplayers cheat and not line things.
True.
At any rate...
The real lining in our Who coats.
Yes, for those of us who do cosplay as Who.
That just sounds so weird.
The Good Doctor.
There we go. Much better.
And there's a capital D in there. You just can't see it because we're a video podcast.
D. There we go.
Yeah, for those who don't know, today in Dallas is a WhoFest, which is a celebration of all things Doctor Who. And, of course, they're having an extra special ball this time because Doctor Who is 50 years old. Unfortunately, by the time you see this episode, you won't be able to access it in a real-time basis, but today's Google Doodle is a kind of nifty, time-wasting Doctor Who little flash-based game.
So fun.
I played it this morning.
It's called Escape the Daleks.
Like, okay. Yeah, this is a nice little time waster. I can live with this. Yeah.
But it's cute. It's fun.
It is cute, and I give Google a lot of credit for, you know, acknowledging the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, which right now, while we are filming this, they're actually doing the worldwide live broadcast of Day of the Doctor. So if you see me a little distracted, it's because I'm kind of doing things in the background concerning Day of the Doctor.
She's peeking at this instead of, you know, devoting her entire energy and her focus into the podcast.
I'm not streaming it. Even though I do have the stream open, I have the stream stopped. Just saying.
I'm just giving her crap. I love it.
You know, it's one of those things. I grew up on Doctor Who like a lot of people. Tom Baker was my doctor. So it's kitsch. It's nostalgia. It's one of those must enjoy my childhood kind of coming together in some weird Star Wars kind of conglomerate that I saw.
And dude,
I did watch the first 10 minutes of it.
If there's Buck Rogers, I might start like giddy laughing because that would be hilarious. It's like
I don't know what they're doing.
I know, because Amber watched a couple minutes of it before we started broadcasting this, and the way she was describing it, it was like, let's throw all of the sci-fi greatness over the last 50 years into one and just see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of very Star Warsian looking things in there, and when I stopped watching, they were in a giant desert like Dune. And, you know, I have no problem with this. And there have already been a few Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Which, for those who do not know what we mean when we say Easter eggs, it's a hidden kind of geeky tongue-in-cheek reference that most people probably won't catch. But if you're a fan of said show, series, whatever, you will realize it is an allusion to something else in said fandom.
Yeah, video games do that a lot.
Yeah. And Disney does it a lot, too.
They'll
refer to other characters in their franchises. Mm-hmm. So, it is slightly still cosplay-related, I promise.
Kind of, sort of.
Yes.
Stretching it.
Yes, but Doctor Who was not the only convention going on recently. Well, WhoFest. Last weekend, we had Anime North Texas, which... For those who used to know that Yule Fest went on in Fort Worth about this time of year, Yule Fest is basic, or is it Yule Fest or
YuleCon?
I'm sorry, YuleCon.
There you go.
It's more or less defunct. YuleCon is probably not coming back. But Anime North Texas is not meant to be a revamped YuleCon. It's meant to be its own thing. It just happened to take place in the same city about the same time of year. Mm-hmm. But it is not YuleCon. So I just want to put that out there. First impressions, I guess we should probably start with that.
Okay. Sure.
Well, actually, first we need to start with the awesome footage of the intro we actually filmed
yeah, we
at
gotta
the hotel.
We gotta cut in our intro first, so we'll do intro here.
Ready? I think we should start with what we learned in posing class. Yes, this is going in the video.
Stephanie, what was this?
Maybe not so much.
Okay, we tried.
Oh, that was too funny.
You'll stole my maintenance corner.
Just for a moment.
It's fine.
We'll get it back.
Like your cosplay. What are y'all from?
I'm from Princess Mononoke.
I've seen Princess Mononoke. It's been years.
Yeah.
I'm an otaku, so.
Sweet! Good to have someone on staff.
Yeah, I'm like,
wee, Kanemo! On that happy note,
yay!
Hi, Potters!
Hi, episode 50.
Welcome to episode 50.
50, there we go. I got it now.
And since it is a special episode, episode 50, nice round number, we are celebrating a special occasion, which is the very first year of Anime North Texas, which is a new anime convention here in Fort Worth, Texas. So, as you can see, we are here representing cosplay, of course.
Dressed up and donned up and ready to go.
And we've been filming panels for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Bye. So we've been filming panels for most of the day, interviewing cosplayers, taking pictures,
Oh my goodness. There's a lot of panels. It was surprising how much they squished into cosplay into one day. So yeah. Been a lot of panels.
And it's been a lot of con. I mean, there are tons of cosplay. There are probably half...
My goodness.
Half of the attendees here are in cosplay. Maybe more than half.
I mean, but even some of the staff members are, some of the people who are at the booths are in cosplay. It's like, they're all over the place.
Yeah, and there's a wide variety. I mean, yes, there's a ton of Homestuck. Yes, there's a ton of Attack on Titan.
All over the place.
But otherwise, there's literally everything from comic books to fantasy. We've even seen some Renaissance wear here. There's movies. You know, we've seen Jack Frost. There's all sorts of cosplay
here. So much craziness.
I mean, there were even minions. We just saw giant plushy minions.
Minions, which is so great.
What can you say?
I know, right?
This seems to have been a really great first year start for this con. Yes, a lot of people are going to think of it as a revamped Yule Con, we know. But, you know, this is Anime North Texas, and it's gotten a great start to this year so far. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead. We can always edit. This is what post is for. Go ahead.
I like your costumes.
Thank you.
Cosplays are awesome. I wish I had my phone. Do you have your phone?
Take a picture. Can I have a picture with you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And this is part of the experience.
Yeah.
Come on, come on, hurry up. Just give me a picture.
I am. 1 second, buddy. Ready, Flash?
You may want it in this hall.
Probably. I brightened it up. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
They were
awesome.
Okay, hey guys,
thank you.
We speed over real quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Hold up.
It's okay.
Hold
go right
that
ahead.
Thought camera.
Busy con.
There's a ton of people here.
How many people?
They filled the hotel.
I know.
Seriously, they filled the hotel.
It's ridiculous.
I know. More cosplayers. Go ahead. It's cool.
Very cool, by the way.
Nice costumes.
Thank you.
And now we're back. The magical wonders that is editing.
Yes. Well. So now that you've seen the craziness that overcame the hotel as we were trying to film, we have the hardest time trying to find anywhere in the hotel that was even remotely quiet enough for us to film anything.
Yeah, just to kind of move out of everybody's way and be like, okay, here's a small section where we can just sit down, do our thing, move on. No, that didn't happen.
The hotel was so packed full of people that every single hallway, like leading out of the main area that you went down, had a whole bevy of people in costume, mostly, just sitting there and hanging out, which is fantastic for a con and really crappy for filming. So we finally had to finally go back and hit the guest room hallways in the back because we didn't actually stay at the hotel, so we didn't have a room to film in. So we went to this back hallway where there were just guest rooms. In fact, we filmed in front of a maintenance room. And of course, you saw in the intro, maintenance guy came by, and he's like, yeah, I'm an otaku. It's like,
Okay.
Wow, that was really random, but cool. Hey, maintenance guide hotels in Otaku. That's awesome.
Oh, man. So many people walked in front of us. It's funny.
We had a whole bunch of people walking in front of our camera, and every single one of them was polite enough to stop first. They were going to sit there and try and wait until we were done. It's like, no, go ahead. We're going to be here a little while.
Just may as well walk on through.
Yeah. So we left things the way it was, which was kind of funny.
It was more entertaining that way. And it was funny just hearing people walk by saying, like your costumes. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Just in passing every time.
Yeah. So even as soon as we got there, we only went Saturday, incidentally, because both of us had to work on Friday. And we basically spent Sunday catching up on life, things like homework, trying to process video.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a friend's birthday party horseback riding for the vast majority of the morning, which left me very sore, incidentally. It's been a while since I've ridden on a horse. Yeah, it's not the same as riding on a motorcycle. A motorcycle is not a horse with wheels. Just saying. But even as soon as we got there Saturday morning, which was a little bit after 10 o'clock, thank you, Dallas Traffic, there were a lot of fire engines on the way there. I think I made a comment of, man, it's one of those days where everybody's lighting things on fire.
It was an amber kind of day.
So we got there, and there were still a lot of people there at 10 a.m. in the morning. There wasn't anything going on, and they had the artist alley open. But I don't think the dealer's den was even open yet, and they hadn't done any panels yet.
Mm-hmm.
So people were just kind of hanging out. The way they had it oriented as far as registration goes is you walked into the hotel, and there was hotel check-in at a table to your right. And then straight ahead of you in, I guess you would call it the foyer, was the registration tables. So there weren't really any places to have a line for registration, per se.
Not that they really needed it, but...
But they didn't need it, because there weren't ever any lines for registration. There was just people checking in, you know, in twos and threes, and it went pretty quickly. We actually had to check in a special part of the tables, because we're press. But the check-in process went really quickly, surprisingly.
It's TinyCon. I mean, mm-hmm. It's meant to be kind of chill, relaxing, not uber crazy where it takes 5 hours to get your badge. It's meant to be in, out.
It's not Akon.
People watch. Yeah. It's not Akon. It's not Fanime. It's not Anime Expo. No. You pick up your badge, you keep walking.
Right. I did kind of miss the fact that they didn't have lanyards, which I should have. I have 10,000 lanyards. I should have brought one of my own.
I've become accustomed to the fact that usually they give us, if they give us a lanyard, it's either got these bad logos on it, or it's like this bright neon orange color that matches nothing. It doesn't. You can't even hide it on your costumes. Now I've just come to, every single time I go to a con now, I always have a gray lanyard and a black lanyard. That way it's something that, if it doesn't match my outfit, it's easy for me to tuck it away so that way it's not like, here's bright neon green coming out of my chest.
I actually ended up, because we should probably say, well, we went as, I cosplayed as Erza Scarlet, one of her armors from Fairy Tail.
Mm. And I was Lady Eboshi from Princess Mononoke. Still my favorite costume.
So they gave us, I actually have mine here.
Yeah, mine's still tied to my camera bag.
Of course, so we had badges, and we had little clippies. So I just clipped it to part of my obi, so that it would sit there. Because I noticed that the hotel staff, it was really kind of hard to identify them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't wearing like neon vests or anything, or staff shirts. There was nothing really to identify them as staff beyond badges.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice that the staff I did saw, that I did see, the staff that I saw, were really good about asking for badges when you had to enter restricted areas. They were constantly asking me for my badge, even though I had just walked by 2 minutes earlier. You know, even if I ran to the restroom, they'd still ask you for a badge.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't a con that you could easily ghost unless you basically wanted to be restricted to the foyer, the main area, and the artist alley that was outside.
Mm-hmm.
That was all you could access without a badge. So granted, the hotel is small. The Radisson is fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
So there weren't many places you could really go, but if the whole point was just going to socialize and hang out with friends, you could definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, that's basically what it was. I mean, it's the small con meant to be for relaxing, fun times with your friends. It's not anything over the top, over special, other than the ridiculous cosplay prizes that they offered this year. But
we'll get to the contest.
Yeah, it's just really small, simple, easygoing, and it was kind of nice to have a good, relaxing, casual con.
Mm-hmm. One of the first things that I think both of us noticed when we were walking around is that the vast, vast majority of attendees were in costume.
Which kind of surprised me. I'm so used to people not being in costume that to see so many in costume, I was like, am I at the right place?
It was actually more rare to see people out of costume than it was to see people in costume.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people that were out of costume were either adults that were chaperoning kids,
mm-hmm.
because there were a lot of young people at this con. And by young, I mean under 18. There were a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were photographers and press running around who weren't
exactly.
in costume. So pretty much everybody else, even staffers, were in costume. There were some of the staff in costume,
yeah.
which I thought was really awesome.
That was nice.
And the costumes were not necessarily limited to anime. I mean, yes, there were a lot of Homestuck. Yes, there was a lot of Naruto. Yes, there was definitely a lot of Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see comic book cosplay. You could see movie cosplay. There was a Jack Frost who was on staff. There were people from books. There were medieval dresses.
We had minions.
We had minions who were in the cosplay contest. I mean, we even had video game cosplay because Samus was in the video game contest, and there were Zelda cosplayers also. And I was like, wow, okay, this is really cool.
Accurate Qui-Gon Jinn in the universe.
I
Short
know.
Of the man himself.
I kept wanting to stare at him.
He was in the artist alley.
But every time he walked by, I just wanted to stare.
It was just like,
it's one of those double take moments, except I take a really long time.
It makes my heart sing though when they get it, like when they're just so perfect for the part.
Yes. So that was probably the very first thing we noticed when we walked in, was just sheer number of cosplayers.
Mm.
And I noticed that, well, I mean, we'll get to the cosplay contest in a bit, but one of the comments on our cosplay contest, which applied to the whole convention, was that there was a very big range of cosplay
mm-hmm.
in attendance. There were everything from definite beginners where you could tell they had bought that costume off eBay, all the way up to, you know, master level cosplayers
mm-hmm.
and everything in between.
Right.
So it was a really good representation of cosplayers and ability levels. So that this was not an elitists con, and this was not, you know, ragtag everybody just bring homemade cosplay that consists of a shirt and jeans kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was everybody. And that really made it a more enjoyable con. I noticed that we should probably move into panels.
Yes.
Because we did film almost all of the cosplay panels that took place on Saturday. We only missed one, and that's because we didn't have enough tape to do it.
Otherwise, we totally would have, and I'm working on getting them to get in touch with us so we can do, I don't know, if an interview or maybe even like a weird live demo thing with you guys in armoring. You were hilarious.
Basically, we had 7 tapes, and we had 8 hours worth of stuff to film. And each tape was an hour, so we were short one panel.
Yeah, one could not make it.
So unfortunately, we did not film the Beginner's Guide to Props and Armor. And we do apologize for that. We did not have enough. We had to save what we had left for the cosplay contest,
mm-hmm.
since that was one of the primary reasons we came. Most of the panels were taught by the cosplay guests, which included Melfina and Sexy, SEC-C, Sexy Cosplay. That I just
gotta make sure. Gotta
make sure we're accurate so that people can go out and find them if they want to, because they do have a Facebook and I'm pretty sure they have a website.
Oh yeah, because I'm not going to link the crap out of them in the show notes.
Yes, well. So they taught the majority of the cosplay panels along. I think Kat also helped
Kat did.
Co-teach one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there was definitely a lot of depth to them. To the panels, simply because these are really experienced cosplayers that have been around for a while. One criticism I would have, and I mean this as a constructive criticism, as we always do, is that a greater variety of panelists may have helped them here, because we as cosplayers are not experts in everything, and we never will be. You know, cosplayers each have something, or maybe two things, that they know they're really good at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can kind of teach in a general sense everything, but you can't teach everything really, really well. And I feel like sometimes the cosplayers that taught were teaching things that were not their specialty. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the information was factually accurate. Everything looked just fine. Just some of it may not have come across as well as maybe an expert could have done, just in that particular field. So it wasn't bad. Don't take that as me saying it was terrible.
It's a constructive criticism. This is
constructive criticism.
Yeah, it's not. We're not bashing the panels or the panelists or anything like that, because they had good content and they. I can't even talk now. They conveyed the information well, and they did a great job, and that's not a problem. It's just, I think with us, we're like, okay, Amber and I know what our strengths and our weaknesses are, and we know that we're not teaching all of those panels. We probably take one or two of those that we knew we could do really, really well, and then outsource the rest of them to somebody who may have a little bit more knowledge than us.
Right. I mean, every year when I have to go teach at ACON, I don't have to. When I choose to go teach at ACON...
At this point, you have to. Uh-huh.
When I go teach, I have to pick and choose the panels that I feel most comfortable teaching or the subjects I feel most comfortable teaching about. If I don't feel comfortable enough to talk for an hour about a subject, then I have no business teaching it because I don't know it well enough to be able to actually, you know, do it justice. And I've actually turned down teaching some panels because I just didn't feel like I could. And even this year, I'm teaching armor making, which I have done quite a bit of, but I feel like there are some topics like, you know, weathering that I feel other people could do better. So I'm actually bringing on a team of 3 people to help me team teach all my panels this year so that we have, you know, broad coverage and depth to these topics, which I think really can help cosplayers.
What panel am I helping you with again?
I think it's advanced sewing, I think.
Am I doing the applique and the embroidery stuff?
I believe so.
Okay, I think that's what it was, because I was going to make a comment about that, saying, yeah, there are certain things that Amber will not talk about for an hour, such as right. Applique.
Oh, I'll talk for applique about an hour. I can rant for an hour.
I was saying, you talk about how much you hate it. However, yes. I'll be more than happy to talk about how much I love it and the billions of ways you can do it and not hate yourself for it.
Yes, which is ideally what we want for cosplayers. So that is probably the one criticism I would have for all of the panels. In general, I know that I'm a very visual person, so I prefer to have panels that have visuals. Even if it's, you know, computer stuff projected onto a screen, if they've got videos to show, if they've got actual mm-hmm. examples in front of you, which all of the
panels,
all of the panels were really good at, save one. And it was, you know, again, constructive criticism. I really wish the advanced sewing panel had more visuals. She had one garment to show. And that was it. And everything else was done as pictures on a whiteboard, which is fine, except she had a lot of problems getting the whiteboard to stay up on its stand, mm-hmm. and that took up time. And two, you kind of need a variety of examples to show to people with different learning styles. I feel like I'm talking in teacher mode right now.
Yeah, okay, Amber has some training in being a teacher.
I actually am professionally trained as a teacher and was certified until last year to publicly teach in the state of Texas.
This is her teacher mode coming out.
Yes, this is my, here is how you can help present to your students better and keep them engaged. Yes, so I am really sorry if it sounds like I'm kind of droning. It's not intentional. It's really honestly meant to help panelists, you know, present better. Mm-hmm. And I know she can do better because when she team taught with Kat and the armor making panel,
it was fantastic.
That was probably the greatest panel of the entire day.
It made me feel like I could actually do armor, and I know I suck at that stuff.
It had tons of different kinds of examples. Mm-hmm. They made sure to show step by step what they did. They were very engaging when they spoke and funny. They engaged the audience by mm-hmm. asking, interactive questions, that sort of thing. I mean, that's the best way you can run a panel is to engage your audience. But that's just my personal opinion. But other
that's
than
a
that,
panel guru.
Other than that, the panels were solid.
Yeah, I have no problem.
They weren't terrible in any sort of way at all. So don't take it like we're trying to bash on the panels. We're not.
No.
The panels were solid.
I have seen much worse panels at much larger cons.
Yes, I have also seen much worse in the way of paneling at larger cons.
So, I mean, the content in all this one was great stuff, and I know it'll help anybody from beginner to advanced. So it's not like the content was fantastic. Panelists were great, so thumbs up for them.
So we ended up filming Cosplay 102.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed, I believe, we called it Cosplay Runway, but it's basically posing and how to present yourself in cosplay.
Right.
We filmed Cosplay Wigs and Makeup.
And then Advanced Sewing.
Advanced Sewing. We filmed one before that.
No, we didn't.
No, okay.
The one before that was the armor making.
Okay. So we got that, and then I feel like we're missing one.
Well, no, because we had the two tapes that went to the cosplay contest, and
right.
then we had the one that went towards our interviews.
So that's right. Interviews was the seventh tape.
Okay. Wait, here we go. Let me get my finger so they're in the shot.
Yeah, because we did interview all of the cosplay guests.
Yes.
We did manage to find a mostly quiet area in the hotel where we could interview them.
Hello again. I'm with the judges at ANT. Say hi, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
Can you quickly introduce yourselves?
I am Jen of Sexy Cosplay.
I'm Melfina.
I'm Kia of Sexy Cosplay.
That was so not natural. Into cosplay?
I think just getting into anime got me into cosplay. Like, I started watching anime, like, in my early teens, and, like, seeing, like, the characters, like, just the character designs, like, really appealed to me, and I wanted their hairstyles, and I wanted their outfits.
Yeah, obviously the hairstyles.
And, it wasn't until, like, a little later that I realized it was actually a thing. Like, cosplay was actually a thing.
So now about your panels this weekend, you guys have all done a variety of panels. What has been your favorite so far?
I know Jen and I's favorite is cosplay, performance.
Performance is called, we called it posing and walk-ons and skits, oh my, because we wanted to do something different than just cosplay performance. So that was the title we came up with. So we got to act out a lot of our favorite poses and our walk-ons and show some videos. So that was something that we really enjoyed.
I did a makeup and wig panel today. Although I'd have to say probably my favorite panel that I've seen here so far has been one on special effects makeup. Like, that was really a lot of fun. Yeah.
They made me a broken nose.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the contest tonight?
It was actually really hard to judge. We were really impressed with all of the contestants. We kind of agreed on a lot of points, so it wasn't really too hard. It was kind of, actually the hardest part was pretty much like figuring out what we were going to say on stage, so we didn't like stumble over words.
What do you think about the prizes that are being handed out this year?
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I wish I was entering.
nice
prizes for sure.
Usually, I get a little bit.
Thank you. Or like some DVD from like 5 years ago with like a little insert that says like, hey, submit this now, and you get a t-shirt, and you're like, yeah, that was 5 years ago.
These are leftovers.
Yes.
Yay!
Any words of inspiration for any new or upcoming cosplayers?
Definitely do what you like. Like, I know when I was first starting out, it's like making a costume of a character that I really liked really motivated me more so than like making something like for a group where sure I like the character, but the character wasn't necessarily like my first pick. Just definitely do what you like first and foremost is what I'd say.
Have fun. Don't let the haters get you down.
Hardcore.
So much fun with the sound editing on that.
I warned you it would be bad. And that was even with our good filter. That was with our good microphone filter.
You know what? I was able to make it work for Melfina's panel, which hers had the worst sound in terms of like the background noise, because they were having. I found out they were having a Pokemon tournament at the same time as that. That's why I got so loud and noisy. But I was able to make it work for hers, so I think we can. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the panel room, they only had one panel room, incidentally. All of the other stuff took place in other rooms that were used for other purposes, so Main Events was, in fact, a panel room for most of the day. But the cosplay panel room we were in was directly across from gaming. And both doors were to be kept open at all times.
So it was like, oops.
Yeah. So,
well.
Unfortunately, sound was kind of terrible on some of the panels in some areas, which we couldn't really... Well, I'm saying that what we started with, that's just... con logistics. They really kind of should have thought about that. Alright, so cosplay contest.
Contest time!
I do have a slight beef with this.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, here's to hoping that perhaps a member or two of ANT staff is listening to this. As press, it is incredibly helpful if we can have more than 15 minutes before the thing is scheduled to start to set up. Because we asked in advance, probably about 6:15, which is about average. You know, press tends to want to ask to go in between 45 minutes to an hour early so that we can set up, check our audio, make sure video's working with the lighting in case we need to adjust lighting, make sure we're positioned well, hook up any power sources, you know, that sort of thing. So we asked at about 6:15 if we could go in and set up for the cosplay contest because we didn't know how big the room was, what the acoustics were like. We didn't know anything.
Didn't know squat.
And so they were like, okay, well, let me go ask if you can go in. And we got the response back that we couldn't go in until 6:45. According to the schedule, the contest was supposed to start at 7, which means they would have had to start seating people at 6:45 to get it started on time. It's really a bad idea to have press setting up while people are trying to sit down in a bunch of chairs. So my constructive criticism would be, you know, let press set up a little earlier, maybe 6:30, or a half hour before whenever it's supposed to start, so that we can make sure we're out of the way. Because we'll be nice. We're really nice people, press. You know, we're considerate. We'll move out of the way. We'll make sure we're out of the way of contestants and everybody else, make sure we've got adequate room around us to protect the cameras. You know, we'll take care of ourselves, and we'll be kind of silent ninjas, as it were. We just
usually what I do.
We would prefer a little more time than we were given. Mm-hmm. I feel like we didn't have that much time. I didn't get to calibrate anything. I didn't have time. So I just went. Whatever we had on the cam at that time, I just made sure the tapes were rewound and just went. That was it.
Never needed to calibrate. Oh my god, that's funny.
I would have liked to be able to check the sound levels first. If nothing else.
It's a Mass Effect thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
My brain went there.
Okay. It makes you happy.
It made me very happy. Thank you.
But there was a fairly good turnout in terms of audience for the cosplay contest. It was basically standing room only in the room. It was a fairly small room for main
small
events.
Small room, but I mean, it's just also a small con, so I was kind of surprised that it actually got filled up all the way. I didn't think
it was. It was, although also bear in mind that a good majority of some of those seats were contestants.
Well, only that one section up towards the front. Like where I was sitting, it was audience only at that point.
Okay.
So they only had a very small section, unfortunately. Poor cosplayer.
Because I was in the very, very back of the entire audience, mostly so I could stay out of the way, because there were minions in cosplay, and I really did not want to risk having our camp being knocked over by the minions who could not see anything.
Yeah, so I was the one up front kind of rolling around in front of the judges' table and peeking away.
I think they ended up having how many contestants?
I have no idea. I lost count while I was rendering it. I was like, I can't count anymore. I'm done.
They ended up having more contestants than I expected they would.
Yeah.
I want to say it was somewhere around 40
maybe
contestants.
40, 50, and they went through it pretty quickly.
They actually went. They moved faster than they were scheduled to. They finished the contest by 8:45, and they were scheduled to finish at 9. So.
That's even with late seating.
Yes, that is. They started seating after 7 o'clock, so they didn't even start on time. we can get into the actual cosplay of the cosplay contest here in a moment, but the halftime show?
What the heck was that? Now, here's the thing. This is because I was told this by another staff member there. Originally, they were going to have someone come up and do a dance skit. I think it was from Black Butler or something, but they ended up canceling. So that was kind of the makeshift thing that happened. I don't know what the heck that was.
It was
about.
Kind of the plan B. The halftime show, we were actually explicitly told we could not record it, which is why when you see our contest footage, there is a break.
There's a big split in the middle.
There's a very big explicit break, and that's because we were told by the director we cannot film this part. And it was because they were showing footage of licensed anime series. And basically they were little clips from some company that did rankings. So like the top 10 enemies of anime or animation and the top 10 video games and, you know, just other top 10 series in animation, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess because it's licensed material, even though it was basically only promos, it wasn't actually footage from episodes, so, realistically.
I mean, a lot of it was, as like, the guy said, you know, this is all for on YouTube now.
This is
like,
on YouTube. You can go watch this footage.
Wait a second. You can go to YouTube and you could spend 5 seconds downloading the freaking thing. So why can't we record this? It would have been a waste of tape anyway. So.
True.
I was not a big fan of that entire section. That was kind of a pointless halftime.
Yes. So just letting you guys know that when you see the break, that's why. That was the footage. That was the little anime shorts we weren't allowed to film. All right. Cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There was a range of cosplay. You could tell that this... In fact, they announced it a couple times that this was so-and-so's first cosplay or this was so-and-so's first cosplay contest. Mm-hmm. And for being a first contest, some of those people did really well. You could tell that some people put more effort into their costumes than others. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and point fingers, but it was fairly obvious looking at them, even with the crappy lighting in the room, mm-hmm. which, yes, please, slightly better lighting would have helped just a smidge.
You know, it was funny is that because of where I was kind of rolling around on the floor, it was one of the things where I was like, okay, if the person stands in front of the red light, they look fantastic. However, if they stand in front of the blue light, I can't see crap. I can't save it.
Not so much. I noticed that as I was filming that they would tend to have a little bit of a backlight on them
mm-hmm.
whenever they'd stand in certain places, and it made it really hard to catch details on the costume.
Yep.
But they ended up choosing, I believe, 4 total winners? Or was it 3? They chose a best novice.
There's a best novice, best master.
Best open.
Yeah.
Open is their masters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, best in show.
And then the rest of them were judges' awards.
I think they also chose craftsmanship?
I don't remember.
It was either craftsmanship or performance. They did an additional one.
Maybe it was performance.
Because they would, I want to say it was Aladdin, because he won best performance.
Because
mm-hmm. he was in character, well, she was in character the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was
performance.
I think
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the prizes were, you
we're
definitely, you got a trophy at the very minimum. Like, every single person who got an award or placed was given a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice trophies. They're not just standard, go into your local Michaels and buy one trophy.
Not like my blank medal.
No.
I'm not bitter about that at all.
No. And then as you went up the ladder, they were given other prizes. For example, a Dremel 4000.
Dremel 4000, yeah.
Or you could get a nice Tandy leather sewing machine.
Hang on. Let me raise my baby up. This sucker. Oh, God, this thing is heavy on one hand.
And, of course, Tandy leather sponsored them.
$600 machine. Good God.
Yeah. It was a very nice prize for the winner.
Yeah.
And you know, the winner deserved it.
Oh yeah.
For what she did on her costume, she deserved it.
Because since I know her and I've seen her at tons of cons now, I almost run into her at every convention now. She was like literally squeeing with super delight, and she was trying so hard to reel it in.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny just hearing her name get announced, and then the first sound that you hear in the audience was her dad just going, "Yes!" That was the only thing I heard.
She was young enough to still have an adult chaperone.
Yeah.
If that says something about, you know, her cosplay efforts.
Hand
so there is that.
An embroidery. Ugh.
Okay. Slight rant, and I know this is going to be your baby, although I also did notice this.
I was going to rant about this in the after session, so it'll take me longer, because we have to still intercut other stuff in this.
I will just briefly touch on it then.
There we go.
When they first started doing the run-through, because we were able to go through as they were just finishing up, they told the cosplayers, there are 3 spots marked on the stage, and this is standard for most contests. This is not an ANT thing. Those are 3 places where you stop and pose for your costume for photographers. Mm-hmm. Standard competition etiquette. You don't have to use all 3. However, you really do need to stop long enough for us to actually take your picture and not have it be a moving blur. So that is all I will say on that, and we can actually get into it more in the after session. But that's, you know, that's standard competition etiquette. It's nothing spectacularly special to ANT. All competitions at all cons do something similar.
All cons do this. I'm going to zip now, and I will leave it for later.
Right. So overall impression of the con. Well done.
Thumbs
good
up.
Good job. Good job, guys. 2 thumbs up from
2
us.
Thumbs.
Yeah.
Maybe a third if I could get a third one in there, but I don't have a third thumb.
Everything seemed to go over really well. I mean, it's not like there were any huge, huge, glaringly big problems. Anime Fest. To where people would consider not coming. In fact, I heard a lot of people saying that now they're going to tell all of their friends and try and get them to come. So attendance will definitely be bigger next year. I think they're going to have to move out of the Radisson.
Unfortunately.
Because they were already in their first... In their first year, they were already bordering on capacity of the hotel,
mm-hmm.
at least as far as convention space. Not necessarily rooms. I don't know if they sold out the rooms, but convention space was full by far, at least according to fire code. It was definitely very full.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they are supposedly already in talks for next year. There will be an ANT next year. It's just a matter of where and when.
When.
And, of course, they're taking time off from the con, well-deserved, obviously, so that they can rest. And we can plan. So it looks like this will be on our docket for next year, as far as cosplay filming goes. So hopefully, now that people kind of know what's going on, there will be more panelists, there will be greater depth, there will be more guests. It will be better next year. I know it will be. I just don't know how much better yet.
Better.
Yeah.
I think as long as they maintain that fun, relaxing atmosphere, that's a good place to start. Because that's what
the
we really
former A-Fest atmosphere.
Yeah, former A-Fest atmosphere. Because that's the one thing that I think is missing out of so many of the cons that we have here in Texas, especially in the DFW area, is that they're so big now and they're so... They continually grow. Like Dallas Comic Con is moving to a brand new convention center just to make up for the extra space. And it's just like, okay, we need relaxing time. We need to just let me dress up and let me hang out with my friends. That's all I need. I don't need to do anything special or fancy. So A&T definitely fulfilled that portion, and I was very happy about that.
Yeah, they're even potentially talking about theme days next year.
Sweet.
Like if they did a Thanksgiving or a Christmas theme day to kind
Christmas
of
get,
pay
great.
Homage to YuleCon since it's that time of year. And I'm going to write them and suggest a cosplayer's luncheon. Like we talked about at the tables with our buddy, our photographer buddy.
Tyler.
Yes. Shout out.
Shout out time. Yay. He's got a picture of me eating.
Yes. So as far as that goes, we enjoyed ourselves. It was definitely worth going down there. All in all. So.
All in all.
Good job, guys.
Yay. Okay. Wrap-up time. Yay. And then after session where I can make a giant rant.
Yes. So with that, I will remind people that Happy Hobbit Days, our Barbacon Part 2 kind of party, is taking place next month. Saturday, December 14th, we are holding it at Arbor Hills Nature Preserve in Plano. Everybody who will be in the DFW area at that time is welcome to come. You don't have to be in cosplay, but we would love to have you in cosplay. if you would like to. We are also holding a charity food drive at the same time at the party, so we would invite you to also bring canned goods and new toiletries so that we can donate them to Seven Loaves after we go and see The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, which will be a good time. And we are also taking submissions for your favorite moments from our podcast in 2013. We are, gosh, episode 50. We are coming up on episode 52, which is going to be our montage.
I need to work on that.
It will be our look back on 2013 episode with your favorite moments and ours from CosPod's recording sessions this year.
No, I had fun with it last year, so this will be fun.
That can also, for those who are looking to find their favorite moments, this can also include us at conventions or just, you know, things that happen at conventions. It doesn't have to have us in the frame. But any moment that we have filmed in the last year from anything having to do with CosPod, including Barbacon.
Yeah, that counts too. Anything where we have any video of anything that we have done. There you go.
Yes, so let us know what your favorite moment is, and we'll include it in our broadcast. Also, last but not least, we actually had fan mail.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that. Oops. Sorry!
I'm going into my email to find the link, because I told him that I would mention this. There it is. We had fan mail from Endymion, and I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Hopefully.
And I don't know if it's a he or she, but I will say they are associated with a YouTube channel called Comics and Cosplay. And it says, each episode I review a comic series and give a costume tutorial from the book. So that may end up being useful for some of you guys who are trying to... who are trying to create cosplays from comic books, because I know that can be actually a little more difficult, surprisingly, than standard anime costumes. Which, you know, you see all these really fancy anime costumes, and you think, oh my god, they must have spent 400 hours on that. Superhero costumes are more difficult in that they use a lot more clingy material most of the time, which is harder to work with in general. But also, for some reason, fans seem to be really sticklers for being accurate.
Oh my god.
To the comic book.
Comic book fans, when it comes to costumes, it's like, it needs to be 100% accurate or you're going to get laughed at. And it's like, come on guys, this is meant to be fun. Don't be such sticklers for it. Oh my, yeah. Comic book ones are, they're tricky. Which is, I think the reason I got away with my Raven costume was because it was from the animated show and I had a little bit more leeway on that. The one that I'm doing for Enchantress, I tried super, super, super hard to match the comic book, at least the section where she was involved in since she's evolved over the years. I tried to make sure to get her as accurate as possible. I'm pretty sure I got it, so I'm hoping I don't get yelled at.
Well, it looks like from their channel that they've got 3 tutorials up plus a trailer, so we would invite you to have a look at those. Again, the YouTube channel is called Comics and Cosplay. It's all one word. So have a look at it and see if those can help you out with any of your comic book cosplays. And if you have any requests for them, I'm pretty sure that they would be willing to take suggestions if you want a specific comic book cosplay looked at, especially with the Thor movie coming up.
It's already out.
I mean for cosplay.
Oh.
As in conventions are coming up where people will want to cosplay this, so they should ask questions now.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Like AllCon. Where we will be doing Thor cosplay. Yes, we will be at AllCon. AllCon, I believe, is our next convention, our first one for 2014. Mm-hmm. Which we will be announcing CosPod's tentative schedule in future episodes once we've actually had a chance to sit down and look at the 2014 convention schedule. We're still trying to end 2013.
I already know what I'm doing next year, but I had to kind of pre-plan most of these a year in advance, so I didn't have much of a choice.
See, I honestly don't know what conventions I'll be able to go to yet, because literally Monday I start my new job.
Right.
I don't know what their calendar is yet. For all I know, they may observe banking holidays, they may not. You know, basically, start of 2014 I have to put in for all the dates I want off, and I only get so many. In a year. So I have to plan what conventions I go to carefully and leave myself enough sick days just in case I get sick. Mm-hmm. So ACON is number one.
Right.
AllCon is number two.
Number two.
On my list. These are the things that I'm going to fight hardest to get my days off for. After that is probably going to be San Japan in summer. That'll be my summer con instead of A-Fest now. Mm-hmm. And then TRF.
Right.
Texas Renaissance Festival, for those who don't know TRF. You should come with us. And ANT. So those four now are my tentative cons.
Whereas Val's going to be going out of state a lot. I'll be on the East Coast. I'll be on the West Coast. I'll be going to Atlanta. I'm going to be all over the place.
Val's going to be our traveling reporter.
I'm going east and west.
See,
and if north I and could, south.
If I could get the days off, I would seriously consider other cons, like Anime Expo, that I would love to go to. I have limited time off.
Yeah.
And given my new job, I may be on call. So I have to be really careful how I schedule that. And I'm still a symphony musician, too. I have to make extra money to pay for cosplay.
Cosplay buddy.
Yes. Yes. And we are doing buddy cosplay next year, too.
I know, right?
Which I'm not going to give any more details than that.
Yeah, no more details than that.
Save to say we are doing a paired cosplay next year.
That's going
to
be so
There will be a awesome. Cospod cosplay.
Not of Cospod. That would be weird.
No, not of Cospod. Just we as Cospod will be paired cosplay.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Well, we'll see about this. I have my doubts.
Don't have
always.
Doubts. This is going to be awesome. You know it is.
But anyways, with that, we will close out the episode, and we will also say that we invite fan mail from you guys. We do always answer our fan mail, as Endymion can attest. In fact, I answered him within 24 hours. You can email us at podcast@cospod.org. You can find us on DeviantArt, on Facebook, on Twitter, all sorts of places. You can also find us here on YouTube as CosPodcast. And we highly invite you to subscribe, tell your friends about us, share us on Facebook. Let us know that you're listening as we are trying to get into San Japan next year as press. And we have to prove that 1,000 of you guys listen to us. Subscribe to us. We actually have to prove to them that we have 1,000 subscribers before they'll give us press credentials. So help us out, you know, share us, have your friends love us so that we can go out to San Japan and film WCS as press. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yep, and we want to wish you guys who do celebrate a happy Thanksgiving, as that is this coming week. This episode will release after that, so hopefully you guys have plenty of food. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Have fun with family. Yes, there will be plenty of tryptophan for those who watch football. Enjoy the costumed people running around kicking footballs around. For those who are trying to go out Black Friday, please be safe. Come back in one piece.
Don't go to Kmart and those poor people.
Yes, and hopefully you guys will have a chance to enjoy the extended weekend and work on cosplay, of course. So we will see you guys in episode 51 in December.